My name is Tarun, and we're talking about nutrition today. I have with me Munmun Ganeriwal, who is a celebrity nutritionist, fitness expert. बहुत सारे बड़े बड़े लोगों को वो train करती हैं, उन्हें समझाती हैं कि nutrition कितना important है अपनी अच्छी सेहत के लिए, क्या करना चाहिए. And finally, to make it easy for all of us, she's come out with a book called Yuktahar. मुझे नाम बहुत अच्छा लगा और इस book के बारे में हम बात करने वाले हैं. But now, since she's here with us, why not use this time to learn a few things about nutrition, good health. आजकल का challenging time है, fitness सबसे important चीज़ हम जानते हैं, but that is also the thing that gets backseat most often. So with that being said, Munmun, welcome to the show and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Tarun.
बताइए, ये जो जिंदगी हमारी इतनी fast paced हो गई है, now that hopefully we're coming back, coming out of a pandemic.
Yeah.
Because there's new variants coming every day. तो इस समय पर work from office दोबारा से शुरू हो गया. पहले हम लोग time से struggle कर रहे थे, बहुत सारी problems थी, लेकिन अब commute उसमें add हो गया. जो लोग खास तौर पे ऐसे शहरों में रहते हैं जहाँ traffic बहुत होता है, आधा एक घंटा commute में लग जाता है. There's no time for life. तो fitness का तो लोग सोच ही नहीं पाते. How can we make sure कि नहीं यार fitness भी जगह पे रहेगा. और जैसे सुबह खा के निकले खाना ठीक है, बिकॉज़ यू हैड इट एट होम, यू हैड प्रिपेयर्ड फॉर वन डब्बा फॉर वन मील, जो आपको लगता था कि लंच करूंगा और शाम को 6 बजे घर आ जाऊंगा, बट दैट डजंट हैपन अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम्स. सो एंड देन यू आर सपोज्ड टू ईट आउट एंड दैट्स मोस्टली नॉट गुड. हाउ डू वी टैकल दैट?
Okay, so basically there are two questions. So one is about how do we, get fitness into the busy schedule. जब हम work from home कर रहे थे तो हम परेशान थे कि बाहर नहीं जा पा रहे हैं, घर पे काम कर रहे हैं, ऑफिस नहीं जा रहे हैं. अब ऑफिस जा रहे हैं तो परेशान है कि ट्रैवलिंग पे टाइम जा रहा है. So as humans, I think we are always unhappy about something or the other. But what I try to say is that कि fitness जो है, actually if we think of it as All or nothing, जिसका मतलब है कि बहुत लोग ऐसा सोचते हैं कि अगर मैं मान लो फॉर एग्जाम्पल इफ आई टॉक इन टर्म्स ऑफ वर्कआउट, बहुत लोग ऐसा सोचते हैं कि वो वर्कआउट शुरू करने के नाम पे दे थिंक ऑफ लाइक अ 6 डे वर्कआउट स्केड्यूल, 6 डे इन अ वीक, वो वैसा सोचते हैं और दे विल थिंक कि एक घंटा तो होना ही चाहिए. सो द मोमेंट यू थिंक ऑफ अ 6 डे इन अ वीक वर्कआउट और अ 1 आवर वर्कआउट, ऑब्वियसली यू स्ट्रगल विद टाइम एंड यू देन Probably आप एक या दो हफ्ते करेंगे एंड देन फिर वो छूट जाता है, रह जाता है. बट इफ यू थिंक ऑफ फिटनेस इन टर्म्स ऑफ स्मॉल गोल्स, लाइक स्मॉलर गोल्स, लाइक सिंपल थिंग इज कि आप खाना खाए हो, ब्रेकफास्ट लंच डिनर, उसके बाद आफ्टर योर मील्स जस्ट डोंट गो एंड सिट ऑन योर चेयर, वेदर इट्स योर ऑफिस और वेदर इट्स योर हाउस, योर काउच, जस्ट डोंट गो एंड सिट समवेयर. यू फिनिश योर मील, टेक अ जेंटल वॉक जहां पे भी आप हो. आप अगर ऑफिस में हो, घर पे हो, जहां पे भी हो, इट डजंट नीड अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम, इट जस्ट नीड्स लाइक 5 to 7 minutes ऑफ जेंटल वॉक, नॉट इवन अ ब्रिस्क वॉक. सो समथिंग लाइक दीज, देन यू विल ऑटोमेटिकली यू फील द डिफरेंस. ऑफ कोर्स आप एक दिन करेंगे यू विल नॉट फील एनी डिफरेंस, बट इफ यू गो ऑन डूइंग इट फॉर वीक आफ्टर वीक, बाय द एंड ऑफ 2 weeks यू डेफिनेटली फील अ डिफरेंस. दैट एक्ट व्हिच डजंट टेक मोर देन 5 मिनट्स आफ्टर ईच मील इटसेल्फ स्टार्ट्स मेकिंग यू फील लाइटर आफ्टर यू ईट योर मील्स. So that way, if you just think of fitness as smaller goals of not taking too many challenges at one go, but, taking up one step and then building up on it gradually, then it kind of somehow blends, with our lifestyle. The second thing which you spoke about is about the routine, jo ek normally hum dekhte hain, about the meals. So I totally understand what you say and this is actually a fact ye hota hai, but it amuses me ki agar jo galti ya jo accidents hame roz ho raha hai hum uske liye plan kaise nahi karte hain. I mean it amuses me because agar aap CA hain aur aap agar koi ek galti aap ek din karoge, you will make sure that you don't do that same fault in the books, in the accounts or whatever again,
right.
But when it comes to our food, we know ki hum ek dabba leke nikal rahe hain and we understand ki bhai 6 baje tak main nahi aa raha hu and I end up eating out. And I also end up eating probably junk most of the time at that time, like maybe a bhel or a sev puri or something like that. So fir why don't I do something about it? तो वो जो समथिंग अबाउट इट है कैन बी डन इन वेरियस वेज. आप दो डब्बा लेके निकल सकते हैं घर से, आप ये भी कर सकते हैं कि आप एक ही डब्बा लेके निकलो पर 6 बजे आप पहले से प्लान करो कि आप क्या खाओगे, सो यू कैन हैव बेटर अल्टरनेटिव्स एट 6 o'clock. यू नो विच कैन बी हेल्दियर देन पानी पूरी और सेफ पूरी. सो इट कुड बी जस्ट ए नाइस फ्रेश फ्रूट जो आप देख सकते हैं कि it's there in your office pantry if you have one, if you have access to a you know fridge in the pantry. So many things can be done, but the crux of the matter is ki food planning is important. Hum jaise apna din plan karte hain, hum apne insurances plan karte hain, hum apne pure life ko plan karke chalte hain, 5 saal yojana bana ke chalte hain, to wo ek 5 minute ka kaam hai ki hum subah apni cheezon ko plan karke chale. Knowing what our schedules is, हम हर इंसान का अलग रूटीन है, but उसको पता है, हर इंसान को पता है what things he lands up into as far as diet is concerned. तो उसको थोड़ा ध्यान रखते हुए, if he can spend 10 minutes to plan it a day before or in the morning, I think he or she can save himself from a lot of these food accidents.
देखिए planning के बारे में मैंने कई जगह पढ़ा है और बहुत सारे लोग बोलते हैं कि मील ऐसे प्लान करना चाहिए. आजकल बहुत सारे ऐप्स भी आ गए जो बताते हैं कि आपके डाइट में इतने कैलोरीज होने चाहिए, फॉर एग्जांपल 2000 कैलोरीज, इसमें से 30% कार्ब्स होने चाहिए और डिफरेंट परसेंटेज फॉर डिफरेंट पीपल. नाउ समबडी ऑफ टू वर्क एट 9 AM, ही रियली गेट्स टू वेक अप एट 7:30, गेट्स द किड्स रेडी, ड्रॉप्स देम टू द बस स्टॉप अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम्स. एंड उसमें वो मेजर करके, कुछ लोग स्केल ले आके रखते हैं किचन में 2 दिन और फिर वो साइड में पड़ा रहता है, धूल खाता है. हाउ डू वी, व्हाट आर योर थॉट्स ऑन मेजरिंग फूड लाइक दैट, एंड हाउ इज इट अ गुड आइडिया? आम लोग इसको कैसे कर सकते हैं जिनके पास बड़े न्यूट्रिशनिस्ट एक्सेस नहीं है?
नहीं, आप मतलब I'll guarantee this कि आम लोग ही नहीं, जितने भी मेरे सेलिब्रिटी क्लाइंट है कोई भी मेजर करके खाना नहीं खाता है. इनफैक्ट मेरे पास जो मेरे आते हैं क्लाइंट जिनको हम आम नहीं बोलना चाहेंगे, वो भी मेरे पास इसीलिए ही आते हैं बिकॉज समवेयर इन द पास्ट दे हैव डन ऑल दैट एंड दे हैव गॉट फ्रस्ट्रेटेड, दे हैव गॉटन फेड अप एंड दे जस्ट हैव हर्ड अबाउट मी कि भाई ये एक है जो बोलती है कि भाई मेजर करके मत खाओ. And that is exactly why they actually, you know, approach me. So, khana to matlab measure karke khana is just, you know, making things complicated. Hum aise time pe jee rahe hain, jahan pe jitni bhi cheeze complicated kar di jaye, utna hum usse achha maanne lagte hain. So, you know, once when I started my career 20 years back, people thought that I didn't know my work because I wasn't complicating food enough. Right, so I never told them ki bhai itne grams of carbs khao aur itne grams of proteins khao aur itne calories khao. And at that point of time, when of course I was just starting out, people felt that she doesn't know enough. So that is one of the, you know, irony of our life ki jab tak hum koi cheez ko bahut complicate nahi karte the, usme bade sare formulas ho, calories in calories out, koi app ho, kuch hame kuch aisa dikhe, numbers wagera dikhe, लगे कि हम कैसा सोए हैं. अभी मॉर्निंग में उठते ही लोगों के पास एप्स है टू टेल देम दैट हाउ दे स्लेप्ट. आई मीन हाउ अम्यूजिंग इज दैट, बिकॉज़ इवन इफ यू आस्क अ 5-year-old चाइल्ड कि बच्चा कैसा नींद आई, ही विल टेल यू कि मम्मा यू नो अच्छी कल रात में ऐसा हुआ, अच्छी नींद है, आज बड़ा फ्रेश उठाओ. आई मीन समथिंग सो नेचुरल फॉर अ पर्सन टू नो इन द मॉर्निंग कि वो कैसा सोया, बट उसको हम कॉम्प्लिकेट किए बिना तो रह ही नहीं सकते, बिकॉज अदरवाइज इफ यू डोंट कॉम्प्लिकेटेड विद इट वी डोंट साउंड इंटेलिजेंट. So we have these apps that tell us ki bhai aap kaise soye, kitna soye, and then we try to analyze it. But coming to the point, there is absolutely no need to measure your calories or your macros, as they call it, simply because it's flawed. There is technical, scientific evidence ki hum kitni bhi koshish kar le, hum accurately koi bhi khane ka calories ya macros nahi bata sakte hain. Jitne bhi apps hain jo ye sab batate hain, ये सब एक अंदाज है. इट्स अ वर्क ऑफ एन अंदाज कि यू नो ये ऐसा है, मतलब देयर इज ऑलवेज अ फ्लॉ इन इट. एंड द सेकंड थिंग एंड द मोस्ट एक्साइटिंग थिंग इज कि हम जब खाना खा लेते हैं, आपने भी उतना ही राइस खाया जितना मैंने खाया, आपने भी वही वैरायटी ऑफ राइस खाया जो मैंने खाया, बिकॉज ऑल ऑफ दीज थिंग्स मैटर. आप कोलम खा रहे हैं, मैं सोना मसूरी खा रही हूँ, उसके भी कैलोरीज अलग होंगे, बट एप्स डोंट टेल ऑल दैट. So the variety matters, the season matters, everything matters when it comes to calories and nutrients, which of course is not taken into account ever.
Yeah.
But agar hum wo sab ko constant bhi rakhe, aur hum same quantity bhi kha rahe hain main aur aap, but actually mere andar mein wo jab rise jayega aur aapke andar jab wo jayega, we have different set of microbes that will work on them inside our bodies.
Right.
So those microbes will extract X calories from your rice, and my microbes might extract Y number of calories from my rice, which means that wo actually calories jo mere body ko mila aur aapke body ko jo mil raha hai, that is completely different.
Hmm.
So there is no way that this system of measuring food can be encouraged. I think it's one of the most hectic and one of the most tedious and one of the most frustrating things to do.
Right. So how to go about it then?
See, it's simply, see, I've spoken about the 3 hours of TBBD. The TBBD is basically the belly and the brain diet. So the 3 hours of TBBD is about right quality, right quantity, and right timings. So ye teen cheezon ko hi, if we take as our main pillars, we can very well make better choices. Now, what I mean by right quality ka matlab ye hai ki aapka jo khana hai wo unprocessed ho, zyada processed na ho. So you know, that is right quality. For example, I recently just spoke about Sabudana during my book launch event with Tapsi, where you know, Sabudana, if you look at it, is a excellent food in terms of, you know, that it is cooling, garmiyon mein acha hai, it has a lot of other virtues, jiske wajah se use bhi kiya jata hai in certain health conditions. But the point here is that Sabudana factory mein banaya jata hai, it's not a natural product. And jo tapioca plant hota hai na, uske roots se banta hai, so cassava se banta hai, and cassava is a super food out there in the west, I agree. But cassava is basically not a factory made product. Wo ek plant hai jo natural hai. So uska superfood hona wajib hai. But usme se root mein se jab hum usko factory mein uska juice nikalte hain aur usko phir ye balls, white balls mein banate hain, that requires a lot of chemicals. Jo actually pehle use nahi hota tha, and that's why, you know, Sabudana was always taken as a good food. But the way it is prepared nowadays, it's completely full of a lot of chemicals, and it's completely become like almost like one of those processed food which I would ask my clients not to have. So there I would, you know, give an example of this in terms of talking about right quality. Is quality important? Aap Sabudana ka calories jaan lo, carbs jaan lo, whatever jaan lo. या फिर उसको बोल दो कि ये हाई कार्ब है या ये हाई न्यूट्रिएंट है, व्हाटएवर वर्च्यूज यू वांट टू गिव टू इट, आई वुड स्टैंड बाय द फैक्ट दैट क्वालिटी वाइज इट्स नॉट अ वेरी एप्रोप्रिएट फूड टू हैव ऑन अ डेली बेसिस. ऑफ कोर्स इफ यू हैव इट लाइक वंस इन अ मंथ, इट्स नॉट गोइंग टू गिव यू एनी हेल्थ हैजर्ड, बट यू कैन नॉट हैव इट लाइक मोर ऑफन. सो देयर, यू नो, वी नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड अबाउट क्वालिटी ऑफ फूड. द सेकेंड थिंग इज अबाउट टाइमिंग. टाइमिंग्स के लिए मैं बोलूंगी कि जैसे छोले भटूरे हैं, इट्स तापसी फेवरेट मील, सो आई नेवर टेल हर नॉट टू हैव, आई नेवर टेल हर कि आप उसको मेजर करके खाओ या ऐसा कुछ करो. व्हाट आई जस्ट टेल हर दैट इंश्योर यू हैव इट फॉर लंच, नॉट फॉर ब्रेकफास्ट, एंड ऑफ कोर्स नॉट फॉर डिनर एज वेल. वो तो आई थिंक बहुत आजकल कॉन्शियसनेस है लोगों के मन में डिनर को लेके, बट वॉट पीपल स्टिल डू द मिस्टेक इज दैट दे एंड अप हैविंग अ हेवी ब्रेकफास्ट.
Huh.
So, which actually Tapsi also used to do before, you know, I started working with her. So that is an important point. That lunch, jo hai, wo sabse bada wholesome meal hona chahiye. Breakfast should be lighter. Dinner, of course, should be light. So that is how you should plan your meal. So, agar aapko kuch bhi khane ka man hai, whether it's a chola bhatura or it's a halwa puri or a misal pav, then you don't have to stop yourself. What you just need to do is that planning. Ki bhai, theek hai, I'm going to have this for lunch. And of course, you can't have that every day also. So, you know, once in a week, I'm going to have my deep fried stuff or whatever I like, but, you know, have it for lunch.
Yeah.
So that is about right timing. Right quantity is, as I said, not about measuring the calories and the carbs, but right quantity is just about eating to a point where you feel satisfied, not full. तो ऐसा नहीं लगना चाहिए कि भाई मैंने overeat कर लिया कि भाई छोले भटूरे पसंद है तो मैं चार भटूरे खा जाऊं, वो नहीं करना है. You have to still stay at a point where you feel nice and light and comfortable once you get up. फ्रॉम योर मील.
राइट.
मील करने के बाद ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए कि सोने की इच्छा करने लगे कि लेट मी गो फॉर अ 2 आवर स्लीप. देन दैट्स सॉली. Yeah. So that is like about just being a little more mindful. So I think that is what all my celebrity clients also do, that they just enjoy everything that they want to eat. They actually tell me, मुझे ये पसंद है तो आप बता दो किस टाइम पे खाना है और कितने बार हफ्ते में खाना है. And then they just eat it to a point where they don't feel overstuffed.
You mentioned Tapsi, and she really swears by you and your approach about nutrition, and she really says that you've changed her life. Bataiye mujhe, when did you start working with her and what did you see ki acha ye ho raha hai, mujhe ye karna hai, and then how it panned out, if you could give us some info about that.
So we started working in 2018, much before Rashmi Rocket, and so we started working because Tapsi was struggling with few of digestion issues. Like, she had chronic acidity. She felt that her metabolism is very sluggish, and she felt rightly so, because wo jo bhi khati thi, she used to feel like heavy, and she used to not feel hungry at all. So that was a very point ki unko bhookhi nahi lagti thi. So she would start her day with a very heavy breakfast, and uske baad the whole day she wouldn't eat anything because she wouldn't be hungry. Yeah. And then somewhere at 6 p.m., 7 p.m., then she would feel that hunger coming again, and then she would eat something. This right quality thing is something jo maine abhi bataya. This is something that she never used to think too much about it, because, as every one of us, she would pick, randomly she would pick gluten-free stuff, dairy-free stuff, and she would feel that these are healthier alternatives. So in her mind, she was doing everything that it requires to have a good health. But it wasn't something that she was experiencing. So she was very confused, where am I going wrong? Because I feel I'm doing everything that is possible. I work out and I don't know why, but I don't feel any results coming in. I don't feel that healthy. So that was the reason why we started. And these were the few points, first of all, I asked her to stop everything that is gluten-free, everything that is dairy-free. I kept her on a gluten-free, dairy-free diet, yes, for a few weeks, because that is the protocol that is the approach that I take with most of my clients, and that is the approach that is there in my book as well, where for a few weeks I ask the readers to not have gluten and dairy, just for a few weeks, because we are rebuilding their metabolism, we are resetting their metabolism. But once everything is okay, they are encouraged to reintroduce everything back. So for lifetime, they are not supposed to be gluten-free or dairy-free, but just for a few weeks. So Tapsi also, I told her ki bhai aap thode hafton ke liye mat khao, but aap jo gluten free samajh ke kha rahe ho, that is not right, because she was having all those gluten free breads, dairy free milks, those nut milks which are there in the shelf of a supermarket. So what I did was, I told her, you have stuff which is gluten free but natural. So instead of a gluten free bread, she's I transited her to a jawar ka bhakri, which is naturally gluten free. So instead of almond milk coming from a supermarket, she started getting almond milk made at home. So those were the changes that we did, and of course her entire transformation is there in my book, and it's just not her transformation. Jitne bhi maine cheeze kari hai unke sath, wo sare readers bhi apply kar sakte hain. It's all out there. But the process was basically to reset the metabolism using certain herbs, using certain foods, restricting gluten, dairy for few weeks, and today she eats everything under the sun. So aaj wo normal gehun ki roti bhi khati hai, Punjabi hai to parathe bhi khati hai gehun ke. So she eats everything. She eats dairy also, buttermilk bhi hota hai unke plan mein. So everything is back to normal. But as we say na, aap ek highway ko repair nahi kar sakte jab tak aap usko band na karo. Traffic chalu hai, you can't repair a highway, right? So in the same way, if you want to repair your gut, then you need to restrict certain foods. But agar aapko koi bolta hai be gluten free for life, then you should run away.
So if somebody picks up Yuktahar from a bookshelf at a bookstore, which is, by the way, is topping the charts right now, it's one of the best selling books. So are we going to get all the information? What is a reader going to get out of the book?
The reader is going to get a lot of information. In fact, this may be reviews I have. It's out there on Amazon. All the reviews is there for everyone to read and see. But even from my clients, from all my celebrity clients, whether it's Tapsi or whether it's Rakul or anybody else, they all have told me that the book is so detailed that there's nothing that you have actually left. So right from food to yoga to exercise routine to sleep tips, everything, recipes, so everything is there in the book. But what is the most important thing is that you can just pick up the book. The book talks about a 10-week diet and it gives a 10-week meal plan. So you have these particular meal plans and these meal plans are based on season. So aapko ek summer plan milega, monsoon plan milega, winter plan milega. And it's also based on region. So you, if you say live in Delhi, you can follow the north plan. If you live in Pune, you can follow the west plan. If you're in Bangalore, you follow the south plan likewise. So you also have regional plans. So you can just pick up these plans and start following and you will see a humongous difference in your health, in your weight, in how you, in your well-being, how you feel. That is how, all the readers have told me till now. We even did a 10-week project on my Instagram, which is completely free of cost and it was based on my book. So all the participants were reading the book and watching my video simultaneously. And there are people who have lost 11 kgs in the project just by reading the book and watching my videos. I even put up a before and after picture of one of the participants just 2-3 days back on my Instagram. She sent it to me. She's like, my entire family is now doing this 10-week diet. So yeah, I mean, it was very heartening, as an author to be able to change lives, make some benefit to people. And that's exactly what the purpose of this book was.
Yeah. Everybody must make health their P1, their priority one. And a book like Yuktahar makes it very, very simple to do for everybody. Aap desh ke, duniya ke kahin, kisi bhi kone mein reh sakte hain. There's something for everybody. Detailed plans on step-by-step ways on how to do, your own fitness plan, your own nutrition plan. Thank you so much for coming out with this. It's a brilliant idea, Munmun. And you're aiding that idea and supplementing it with what you're saying on your, Instagram and all those online avenues. There's a few more questions that I have about well-being. You mentioned bahut important hai. And I speak to you on behalf of all the corporate professionals who are very busy. Every week, at least once, they feel that they're burnt out. That there's no hope. And that, should I quit this? Because at least once a week, most people feel ki ye bahut zyada ho raha. So does nutrition or taking care of yourself in terms of fitness, can it help them perform better, feel less, a little less burned out or not at all?
Yes, of course it can. But I'll just be a little philosophical here because agar hum aisa kuch kar rahe hain jisme hum aisa feel hota hai ki maybe I should quit, then actually I think you should quit because then that job is not exciting enough. I'm doing what I'm doing for the last 20 years aur maine kabhi bhi ek baar bhi aisa mehsoos nahi kiya hai that I should quit. Not that main bahut mahaan hoon, but what I'm just trying to say is that I was studying to be an engineer, let me tell you that. And I shifted to this field because I feel a lot of passion. I feel this is my calling and I really bet ki agar main engineer ban jati aur wahi karti to main definitely isi category mein aati jo aap bol rahe ho. So I really feel that a person should kind of analyze why is this happening, because if you really enjoy your work, 90% of the things really get solved. Ek kahawat hai that if you work hard for something you don't like, it is stress. But when you work hard for something that you like, it is passion. So that is, says it all. But of course, food, fitness, everything, they do help. They do help a lot, in fact. Because sabse pehle to kya hai ki hum jo khate hain, jaisa ann, waisa man. There's a saying in Ayurveda. So aap jaisa kha rahe ho, waisa hi rehta hai. If you binge drink on alcohol, say, the next day you know how you feel. So of course how we feel, how we live, kaisa mehsoos ho raha hai, all of these things depend a lot on our lifestyle. I will say that jab hum bolte hai ki we do not even get time for this or, you know, for other things. I think somewhere we also do not understand ki hamara matlab mode of relaxation kya hai. Like when we say that let's take a weekend out, like all of these people, right, of course burnout hota hai, then they are advised that take a weekend off or go out or, you know, do these things, right? And of course unke weekend mein hota bhi hai, but instead of doing all that they still feel the burnout, kyunki mode of relaxation jo hum samajhte hain wo hi galat hai. We feel ki a drink is going to make me relaxed. We feel going out and watching a movie is going to relax me. We feel that taking a short holiday, ki bhai Pune mein hai to chalo Lonavala chale jate hain, Mahabaleshwar chale jate hain, chill ho jayega. But wo hota hi nahi hai, because wo Pune se Mahabaleshwar jate hain aur fir wapas Pune mein aate hain, usme to aur stress badh jata hai tab tak. Matlab body ache hone lagta hai, somewhere lagta hai ki abhi ek din Monday ko off maang lu kya boss se, tired lag raha hai. You know, these are the things that happen. So the mode of relaxation that we are choosing, that itself is wrong. A mode of relaxation is one that actually relaxes you deep within. And yoga is a very, very profound technique to make you feel that. And again, you don't have to go for a one-hour yoga class. I mean, yeah. Of course, if you can, you should. I'm not even saying that you should not. But aapke paas utna bhi nahi hai. तो एक बहुत सिंपल सरल टेक्निक है कॉल्ड योगा निद्रा, जो बहुत सुंदर सस्ता टिकाऊ है, बिकॉज़ इट्स कंप्लीटली फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट. आप यूट्यूब में जाइए, आप योग निद्रा करके डालिए, यूट्यूब में सर्च करिए, और बिहार स्कूल ऑफ योगा इज द इंस्टीट्यूट जिसने इसको बनाया था, जिनका योग निद्रा इज समथिंग आई फील इट्स वेरी ऑथेंटिक. जबकि बहुत सारे गुरुज के थ्रू योग निद्रा आजकल मिल जाएगा आपको, बट द वन आई रिकमेंड इज बिहार स्कूल ऑफ योगा. उसका लिंक एक्चुअली मेरे बुक में भी दिया हुआ है. सो इफ यू जस्ट गो एंड टाइप दैट एंड यू विल गेट दिस योग निद्रा ऑडियो. सो इट्स जस्ट एन ऑडियो वेयर अ पर्सन इज एक्चुअली जस्ट इंस्ट्रक्टिंग यू एंड यू जस्ट हैव टू फॉलो दैट इंस्ट्रक्शन. द इंस्ट्रक्शंस वुड बी समवेयर ऑन द लाइंस ऑफ दैट, यू नो, लाई डाउन, क्लोज योर आईज, यू नो, दैट सॉर्ट ऑफ एन इंस्ट्रक्शन, एंड यू जस्ट फॉलो इट फॉर द नेक्स्ट 20 मिनट्स. And then when you wake up, you will feel all the burnout just disappeared. So this is something if a person can do every day, depending kitna intensity or frequency hai burnout ka. Agar bahut zyada hai to aap every day karo, nahi to aap hafte mein do baar bhi karo. But you will understand what is the difference between going for a drink and doing yog nidra. Dono ke relaxation mein kitna difference hai. Because 30 minute ka yoga nidra is supposed to be equivalent to 4 hours of deep sleep.
Wow.
So it is that you know, powerful, and it can be done by all age groups. So your burnouts to aur aajkal bachcho ko bhi bahut main dekhti hu hota hai. So it can be done by all gender, all age groups. Hindi mein bhi hai ye audio, English mein bhi hai. So even language is not a problem. So I feel this is a very simple way of doing it. Of course, you can then go ahead, start meditation, start even the yoga asana practice. You can of course build it up. There is no end to it. Right. But just as a very beginner's thing, I'm saying this is the easiest thing that a person can do.
Right. Iska jo link hai, main comments mein dal dunga so that it's easy for anyone listening to this.
Yes.
Ek aur cheez neend ke baare mein, one last question before I let you go, Munmun. Ek cheez hoti hai jo maine bahut sare logon se baat kiya, mere bahut sare friends ko hoti hai, kai baar mujhe bhi ye problem hoti hai. Raat mein, I am wide awake. The time when I should actually be feeling sleepy.
Yeah. And
after a good night's sleep, when I wake up in the morning, I'm tired.
Yeah.
What is it? And what can we do about it?
Yeah. So this is actually the problem of the modern world that we are living in. You know, there's a book on sleep that I read. It's by an international best-selling author. He said that what has happened in the modern world is that we have lost our right to darkness. You know what that means? It means that hum jo pehle the, jo aap gaon mein abhi bhi jao, तो 7 बजे के बाद बत्ती बंद हो जाती है. देयर इज नो इलेक्ट्रिसिटी, राइट? सो पूरा अंधेरा है, सड़कों में अंधेरा है, घरों में अंधेरा है, सब जगह अंधेरा है. बट इवन यू आर लिविंग इन अ सिटी लाइक पुणे और मुंबई, देन व्हाट हैपेंस इज दैट यू डोंट एक्सपीरियंस डार्कनेस एनीवेयर. सड़कों पे लाइट है, ट्रैफिक लाइट है, गाड़ियों की लाइट है, आप मॉल्स भी जा सकते हो, आप पब्स जा सकते हो. पुणे इज यू नो सो फेमस फॉर इट्स नाइट लाइफ. So you have these, your eyes perceiving these lights from everywhere. So we have lost this right to darkness, which he meant. And I feel this is so apt because until and unless your eyes perceive ki andhera hai, your body believes that it is still daytime and that is why you still stay awake. So the best thing to do is, of course, we cannot go and start living in a village. But what we can do is that we can start manipulating these lights in our favor. So what we can do is that, firstly, jitne bhi gadgets hain, sab ye gadgets jo hain, sab jagah se ye blue lights aati hain. To ye jo blue lights hain, ye hume awake rakhti hain. The red light, ye yellow light or orange light, these lights are good. These lights are not going to keep us awake, but the blue light keeps us awake. And jitne bhi gadgets hain, mobile phones, laptops, Kindle, ye sab mein blue lights, they are very great sources of blue light. The other source of blue light is our LED lights, jo gharon mein LED lights hote hain. So the first thing you should do is that you should keep your gadgets away. 6 p.m., 7 p.m. is the time when you should start, when you should stop, you know, being on Instagram and watching YouTube videos and everything. Only for people who are professionals, like professionals jinka kaam aisa hai ki unko gadgets rakhna padta hai. I will suggest that what they can do is there are certain apps, software apps, again, free of cost. You can download it on your laptop. And what they do is they change the color of your screen. So, jaise hi shaam ka 5-6 bajta hai, wo automatically by default, it starts changing the color of your screen from blue to orange. The same can be done on your mobile phones. Yes. So you can, you know, change that aspect. What you can also do is start wearing a blue blocker glasses. So that's a glass that again you can buy, not very expensive. So wo pehen lene se kya hota hai ki aapke aaju baaju jitni bhi blue light hai, wo usko block kar dega. The name itself is blue blockers. So it blocks it. So again, your eyes don't receive those blue lights. So either of that, you know, a person can do who jisko pata hai ki bhai, I need to stay awake or I'm awake in a environment jahan pe bahut ye sare lights hain and I cannot do anything about it. So this works for them. And what you can do in your house is that sham hote hi stop the LED lights, jo LED lights hamare gharon mein chalta hai, unko switch off kar do. But what you can do is you can start using those old-fashioned bulbs which we used to have, the incandescent bulbs. So those is something that you can light on at 6 p.m., which is orange or yellow in color, because as I said, these are good colors to be with in the evening. So 6 baje, 5 baje, you can start switching them on and switch off the LED lights. And you will see a lot of difference. In my office, what I've done is my ceiling lights, I've designed in a way that I can change their color. So because my work is also somewhere where I have to be on a laptop. And we work till 7 p.m. So at least 5 to 7 p.m. is the time where we change the ceiling light color to a you know, dimmer orange. And we switch off all the the LED lights.
Right. Makes a lot of sense. So if you're watching this video in the evening, make sure you've turned the night mode on your phone. And if it's on laptop, make sure you do the necessary arrangements. Otherwise, I don't mind if you just stop it right now, save it for later. Kal subah dekh lena isko.
Yes, that's a brilliant thing to do.
And more importantly, go to your nearest bookstore, pick up a copy of Yuktahar. It details all the things that we've touched upon in a very, briefly, jitna hum is kam samay mein kar sakte the, but you get all the details, all the plans within that one book. So online bhi available hai, Amazon par hai, kisi bhi store mein aap jayenge, kahin bhi milegi. It's a book by Munmun, jo matlab it's years of years of labor and the work that she's done with a lot of people. So thank you for that. And thank you for talking to us, Munmun.
Thank you, Tarun. Thank you for having me. Such a lovely chat.